and examining the way his silk shirt draped over his back, she knew that he had to be in shape. He looked so relaxed as he stood there. She knew one other thing about him. He was confident. So as long as he wasn't the ugliest man she'd ever seen, she knew that her heart would be his. Annie, sensing how quickly she could fall for him, turned her attention to herself. She was wearing one of her new dresses, but not one of the sexiest. It wasn't in her nature to dress sexy, but suddenly feeling like a 25-year-old child in her cherry sundress, she considered if she had enough time to change. Watching as he turned around and looked at her, she knew she hadn't. Annie froze. "You are Annie," the rich, resonant voice said in a slightly European accent. Annie couldn't tell where he was from, but found the accent seductive. "Please, come to me." Annie didn't know what to do. She wanted to go to him. His rugged features and reflective light eyes drew her to him, but the 15 feet she would have to cross to get to him made her weak in the knees. Wanting to step forward as much as she wanted to run back, she remained still, and desperately wanting to please the man who had given her the most wonderful experience of her life, her eyes pooled with tears. "I have watched you," the man continued. "You